Diplomat's 10-hour testimony.
He is probably one of the most credible witnesses I've ever seen.
Stunning discovery in the back of a truck.
Sadly, all 39 people inside the container had died.
Tragic end for a girl called Cupcake.
The pain her family is enduring is unimaginable.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Democrats say a U.S. diplomat gave them a day's worth of testimony that was detailed, damning, and disturbing. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the top American man in Ukraine, Bill Taylor, told how U.S. military aid was held up as President Trump pushed for investigations into Democrats.
He goes into such granular detail about this policy wherein pressure was consistently put on Ukrainian officials. And he was in some of those meetings. He said he witnessed as they were coached on what it is that they should say in order to please President Trump so that they could, A, get a meeting with him and get their aid reinstated.
55% in a new Quinnipiac University poll support the impeachment inquiry. President Trump referred to it yesterday as a lynching. That touched off outrage.
If you continue to weaponize racism and bigotry, it makes you no better than those who burn crosses. It makes you no better than those who wear hoods and white robes.
Texas Democrat Al Green, among the African-American lawmakers who blasted the use of that word. This morning, Mr. Trump bemoaned do-nothing Democrats on Twitter. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testifies to Congress today, and CBS's Ed O'Keefe says he'll likely be pressed about efforts to rein in political misinformation ahead of the 2020 election.
He's set to push lawmakers and federal regulators to take a more active role in policing harmful content online, protecting elections, and improving online security. But members of both parties are poised to push him to explain what he's doing on those issues.
Overseas, Holly Williams has the latest from northern Syria, a new flashpoint with U.S. forces leaving the area for Iraq.
Just 3 weeks ago, Kurdish-led forces allied with the U.S. were in control of this territory here in northeastern Syria. Now Turkey is in control. We came across the border with them this morning. Last night, we saw Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin making a deal about the future of this part of Syria. We've already seen Russian troops moving into areas that were controlled by Kurdish forces backed by the U.S.
CBS's Cammy McCormick is with Defense Secretary Esper in Baghdad.
During those meetings with U.S. officials, the Iraqis released a statement saying U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria would only be allowed to remain here for 4 weeks. That goes against the U.S. wishes.
Well, now to Britain and the discovery of 39 bodies in a truck container. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
Political skirmishing over Brexit interrupted in Parliament with Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking for a shocked and saddened nation.
I know that the thoughts and prayers of all members are with those who lost their lives and their loved ones.
The truck came from Bulgaria, but the dead, 38 adults and one teenager, were likely from outside the EU. Police say the investigation into their deaths and into their identities is likely to be a long one. Steve.
Police in Birmingham, Alabama say they found the body of a 3-year-old girl known as Cupcake, who'd been missing for more than a week. Mayor Randall Woodfin says the discovery of Camille McKinney's body was made in a landfill.
Our entire city is mourning. Camille is gone. Ripped away from her family. The pain her family is enduring is unimaginable.
Murder warrants have been issued for two people. The U.S. Military Academy says a cadet who went missing last week with a gun was found dead last night at West Point. Foul play is not suspected in the death of the 20-year-old Californian. It's called Stop the Stigma, a CBS News conversation about mental health. 86% in a new CBS News poll believe there is some sort of stigma or discrimination against those with mental illness. Our Steve Dorsey tells us about a Washington, D.C. music therapy program that focuses on kids.
Can I go where you go?
10-year-old Melody Namvar is living up to her name.
Whenever I have a chance, I like to do this.
Diagnosed with leukemia, Melody's taking part in Children's National Hospital's music therapy program.
You don't have to sing, you can just play with the instruments and hear the sounds of them.
So that's actually the beginning of Hallelujah.
Melody's therapist, Maria Gracia Rivas Berrier, who goes by MG.
fake record.
Says the program's another way to help kids like Melody with depression and anxiety.
Music and art really is the way they communicate.
At Creative Ways Therapy, counselor Mulvina Bowden uses a small sandbox to help engage kids.
A lot of our children like to just pick up the sand and let it fall between their fingertips.
Jose Ventura says it's worked for his 10-year-old son.
Little by little, I start seeing the changes.
Another parent, Anissa Reed, says although it is therapy, it's nothing for her 6-year-old to hide.
I do try to make like it's not a big deal.
Parents, children, and therapists using novel ways to help kids like Melody Namvar hit the right notes.
Your mind's not focused on what you're down about.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
Well, the Washington Nationals took Game 1 of baseball's World Series, a 5-4 win over the Astros in Houston. Historic for D.C.
When a team from your city
We did it!
Wins a World Series game
they won.
For the first time since 1933,
Let's go, Nets!
You get excited.
This means a lot to the nation's capital.
The last Washington team to win a World Series game was the Washington Senators 86 years ago.
You know, first World Series in our lifetime since 33. This is insane.
And for the Nationals, who began playing in Washington in 2005, everything was a first. Pitcher Scott Doolittle.
This is the first World Series game, a win, a save in Nats franchise history. So it feels really cool.
Tonight, Game 2, then the series moves to Washington. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Houston.
Let's go, Nets! All we need is the Nets!
A little extra for the Uber driver? Well, CBS's Jim Shenavy tells us riders, for the most part, are not on board with that.
Back in 2017, Uber, the ride-sharing service, changed its policy to allow riders to tip Uber drivers. But now, 2 years later, most still don't. According to a study by the National Bureau of Economic Research, only about 15% of trips are tipped. And about 60% of Uber riders never leave a tip. And just 1 in 100 riders always tips. Of the 39% who sometimes tip, the average was 1 tip every 4 trips. The study examined more than 40 million Uber trips over the course of 4 weeks. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Researchers at Google say they've reached a breakthrough in quantum computing. They say an experimental processor completed a calculation in just minutes. It's one that takes a traditional supercomputer thousands of years. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.